Some sort of rock show. And like me, there's a good chance you look forward to our throwback tracks each and every week. And it's no secret that one of our favorite bands from back in the day is Hawk Nelson. And I've got a special treat for you tonight. Joining us tonight, all the way from the Great White North, a founding member and former frontman of Hawk Nelson, Jason Dunn. Jason, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
Good evening, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Jason brings some big news to us tonight, but to get to that big news, we're going to give you a little backstory. And so let's start from the very beginning, Jason. To celebrate surviving Y2K, you thought, let me put a band together.
Yes, that's pretty accurate, actually, because Y2K, we won the battle of the band. It was like 40 below zero, and the winner got to play outside for the countdown. Well, I feel like, in hindsight, the loser probably should have had to play out in that degree weather. But
that's amazing.
Our band won. We got to play, but we also won recording time, which ended up splitting our band up and starting a new band, which was then called Hawk Nelson. Fast forward to 17 years later, three of us are back together under a new name, which is Aid and Effect.
Aid and Effect. The name of the new band is Aid and Effect. So back in the beginning of Hawk Nelson, it was you, David Clark, Matt Page, and Daniel Biro, right?
Yes.
So that was
exactly right.
That was the original band. And you guys put together an album called Letters to the President in 2004. That was on Tooth and Nail. And some things started happening for you guys then. Tell us about that release and how that all worked for you.
Yeah, I was just out of high school, and I was the youngest in the band. We were pretty gung-ho about it, John. Like, music was our lives. Like, that was our everything. That year, we performed 280 shows that year alone.
Wow.
That's not including travel dates. So we were gone, all year. Like I said, music was our lives, our everything. But then as, girlfriends got involved, and then guys want to start bringing the girlfriends in, like, well, we can't do that. So they got married, and then they brought their wives on the road. And it just kind of started interfering with what we were trying to accomplish as a band. So those guys are Matt and Dave. And unfortunately, we kicked them out of the band because the girlfriends and wives became kind of their focus, which makes complete sense. Being a married man with a kid now, I totally get that. But when you're 19 years old and 20 years old, that's, hey, it's guys, it's the band. We've got to focus on the band, So long story short, those guys left and Hawk Nelson evolved into, I guess, what it is today. I left 5 years ago, or almost 6 years ago, I guess. Now I'm married and with a child of my own, like I said, and our priorities have definitely shifted. We're all dads now, we're all married, and now music is not our priority, but it is still a huge part of our lives. And that's Aid and Effect now is, we're going to still play some music because we like it. It's still a huge passion, and I'm not going to lie, we're still pretty good at it, John. We're letting it rip here a little bit, and it's been a really, really fun experience to kind of go back the old Hawk songs from Letters and just to play them again. It's a real trip down memory lane, that's for sure.
So what started, how did this begin that you and David and Matt began kind of talking again and dreaming about this again? When you guys split, I'm sure it wasn't that comfortable back then.
No, for sure, and just real quick, Matt, Dave, and I, we were inseparable. We were connected at the hip from the time we were just kids, Sleepovers every night at our friends or at our parents' houses, and it just, that was our lives, And then for me to have to kick my best friends out of the band, it was a really uncomfortable situation, obviously. And our relationship was definitely tainted. And I hadn't spoken to Matt or Dave in years, especially Dave. I hadn't seen Dave in years. I was living in New York City at the time when I got a random Skype call from Matt and Dave. To get that call, I was like, what's this all about, And so I answered it and we were chatting for a little bit. It was really, really refreshing, I guess, just to see them and talk to them again. And basically they're like, you know what today is? I'm like, no, what's today? I'm trying to jog my memory here. And like, this is the 10-year anniversary of Letters to the President. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
No way. That's crazy. And then they just kind of, they're like, what do you think about the idea of maybe just doing a reunion show? The time I was at in my life, I was just, personally, I wasn't ready to do that. But I enjoyed the idea of it. I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy, guys. Like, I'm, being the passive guy I am. And I was like, yeah, totally, sounds fun, Didn't give them a complete answer, and that was basically it. And then last year, thinking about it, I'm like, well, we're already almost up to the 15-year mark. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm ready to do it now. So I made a Facebook video to Matt, Dave, and Daniel presenting the idea of maybe doing a 15-year reunion for Lettuce. Matt and Dave were gung-ho about it. They're all about it. And Daniel wasn't quite up to the challenge, which I totally understand, as Hawk Nelson is still a thing and they're going for it still. Which I will have you know, John, that we are in full support of that still. And I'm really proud of those guys that they're still going. So it obviously made sense that Dan couldn't commit, which brings Jake Goodman into the picture, who is our new bass player and a phenomenal guy. And we're really, we're very excited for what the future has in store for this band.
So the new band is called Aid and Effect, and I am talking with frontman Jason Dunn right now. So Jason, give us a little bit of a timeline of when we can expect to hear some of this new music.
Yeah, well, originally we were just going to do all the songs off Letters to the President. We were just going to do a few shows, you know, play the record front to back, you know, just play it live and just have a party with it. And then, you know, the creative wheels start turning in all of our heads. You know, we were creative guys as kids, and we're still creative guys today. So we, all of a sudden, we started emailing ideas back and forth, and it's like we basically have a whole record already written. Some inspiration behind this, I think. So we've been pretty excited. We're hitting the studio next week, and we're going to start tracking these songs one at a time, and just we're going to make this happen. So, yeah, in the new year, we're going to release our first single called Making Things New, which was an appropriate first track to release, I'd say. A little trip down memory lane. So it's high energy, and I think you guys are going to like it.
Jason, I'd be willing to bet that you are correct about that. Again, the band is called Aid and Effect. It includes Jason Dunn, David Clark, and Matt Page, original members of the band Hawk Nelson. Also joining them, Jake Goodman on bass. I am a big fan of the way that this story has come full circle, and we are really looking forward to this new project from you, Jason. To celebrate right now, I'm going to play something off that Letters to the President CD. And I think I'm going to play California. So would you like to set that up for us?
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you what, John. When I proposed this idea of rejoining the group together, Matt and Dave both responded on a video on Facebook, and I'd love to find that video. But Dave, he responded by playing the California riff on the guitar. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you my eyes kind of started watering. It was just so beautiful to hear that riff again. The story behind California was, you know, we were just four Canadian kids, and I'd never even left Canada till I was 19. Dreaming of California was unheard of. You know, you'd never get to California. And my first time to California was when we filmed a music video for this song. And so, you know, the feelings in that video are very, very real and very raw, because we'd never been there before. So that was kind of always our dream, was to go to the West Coast, where punk rock was very influential on our lives. And it was just really cool to be there. And that really sparked the inspiration behind this song.
And all these years later, still bringing tears to your eyes, and I think maybe our eyes as well. Again, we've been talking with Jason Dunn. He is the frontman of the band Aid and Effect. Jason, thank you so much for sharing your story with Some Sort of Rock Show.
It's my pleasure, John. Thanks again. I'll talk to you soon.
So from Letters to the President, here's 19-year-old Jason and his buddies David and Matt with California on Some Sort of Rock Show.